Well, on our morning connection, it is serving by giving Christ the King Manor this morning. We're going to learn a little bit about home support from Christ the King. And we've brought on, of course, our friend, the CEO of Christ the King Manor, Paula Felton Warner. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Brittany. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. And I notice we have a very smiley guest on this morning. So I love it when you bring me a guest. Who do we have?
Yes, thank you for letting us come visit you today. I have Mary Kay Bolam. She is our director of our home support division. And I want to help share with our listeners today what home support means.
I feel like I am going to be getting a lesson in this too, because I think, Mary Kay, first of all, thank you for joining us. So educate me a little bit on this. What is the difference between home support and another very similar phrase would be home health? Is there a difference?
Yes, there is a difference, and thank you for having me. With home health, there more focuses on the medical portion of someone's care. And with home support, it's more just those activities of daily living that help them stay safely in their own home.
Okay. For example, what would that be?
Like with home health, you know, they have a nurse that comes and she can help them with medication issues and that type of thing. With home support, we're more focused on helping them shower safely without falling, helping them clean, maybe taking them to appointments, helping with meals, those types of things. And we do medication reminders. If the box is already pre-filled, we can help in that area, but we can't do anything as far as filling it.
Okay. So these are the kind of things that maybe somebody otherwise is doing okay in their own home. They're just having some issues or some complications getting a shower or, you know, cleaning up or doing those typical things around the house.
Yes. And the first thing I when anybody calls us, I mean, we certainly offer the private pay option, but if we always recommend that they call their local area agency on aging first to start the process of seeing, do they qualify for some help, maybe through the county or through the state?
Oh, that is good to know, because mm-hmm. I know that's a big concern for a lot of people.
It is, yes.
Yeah, and there's no reason, if you are struggling, there's no reason why you can't at least ask and get
reach
some
out
help.
And yeah. See if you qualify for anything, right? And like I said, there's always that option. We can start and do private pay until that, you know, whatever, you know, you qualify for would come into play, and then, you know, the county or the state will let you know how many hours you qualify for. Our program runs that you can do anywhere from as little as 1 hour at a time to as many as 24.
Oh, wow.
And we have a wide range of clients with all types of different schedules.
Okay, well, that answers my next question. I was going to ask, what does a typical day look like for somebody in home support? But I guess it really depends.
It really varies. That's why it is a nice place to work when you need a flexible schedule, because you really can, like, 1 week if you need to work during the day because of a babysitter, and the next week it's night shift. We have all of those shifts available, and we're you know, flexible about putting that puzzle together.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. You know, speaking of some of the services that you offer, what kind of person is maybe the best fit for this? What would be a sign that somebody might need some help like this?
I would say probably the biggest thing you see as you get older is issues with your balance. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that you usually look at is, are they safe to get in that shower alone? Because that's where a lot of the falls occur. Throw rugs is another big one, but most people don't want to give those up. But yeah, if you're seeing changes in your balance where you know it's a bit dangerous for you, especially if you have the tub that you have to climb over, that would be the first thing I would tell people is look at just getting somebody, even if it's just those couple times a week when you go to get in the shower so that you don't fall, because falls are what takes people out of their homes. I've seen that happen so many times.
Yeah. What would you say to somebody who maybe honestly might feel a little bit embarrassed about needing this kind of help, because I'm sure that happens?
Yes, and I will say that that's true even when people are in the hospital, and we just reassure them, this is what we do. We know what to do, and we're used to doing this. And they generally, within the first couple times, get quite used to our girls and really like them.
Yeah, it's like having a nice friend in your home.
Right.
You are the director of home support at Christ the King Manor, Mary Kay Bolan. What do you like about it?
I have always had a soft spot in my heart for home care because my mom was sick for many years at home, and that was my primary role. And I also had help from home health nurses and home support individuals as well.
Wow.
And it just, I knew that she flourished much better at home because she got to be around all her grandkids and kids. And so I just, it's always been in my heart to do home health because I was a home health nurse for many years too.
You saw it firsthand.
I sure did. Yeah. The difference those people make. I tell everybody that works for us, you can make a difference every day if you choose to.
That is fantastic. That's phenomenal. I love that there are people with hearts like yours who are serving in this kind of way.
Thank you.
That is good. And it's so nice to know that people are in good hands.
Yes.
Well, it has been phenomenal getting to know you and getting to know the kind of people who work at Christ the King Manor. So if maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking, I could use some of that help, or that sounds like something that my mother or my father or another loved one could use, where do we reach out for more information?
Okay, our number, our office is located in the community center, which is across the street from the manor. We're area code 14-503-1200, and you'll select option 2, and that'll get you to one of the home support girls, Ashley, Heather, or Jennifer, and you can ask them questions or ask for me, and you know, we can discuss what options you have.
That's great. I love that you reach an actual person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
That is helpful. Now, maybe the home support isn't something that somebody needs, but they're interested in another portion of services that Christ the King Manor offers. Paula, I'm going to defer to you on this because there are so many things that Christ the King Manor can offer to somebody. Can we just quickly go over that list of things that we didn't talk about today?
Sure. So our home support division, as Mary Kay went over so well, but if you need a little bit more support or a short-term stay for just getting some strengthening, we do have a very rigorous therapy program at the manor, and we certainly have other support in our personal care. So we do have the various levels of care and support an individual might need. And again, we didn't mention the independent part of our community. So if you're not needing that support, but you would like to be part of the Christ the King community and have that security to have your lawn mowed and your driveway plowed when it snows.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
You can certainly come, and we have apartments and cottages available. And then obviously the support on the campus to be there when you do need it.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Christ the King Manor, big thank you to CEO Paula Felton Warner from Christ the King Manor and our guest this morning, Mary Kay Bolin, the Director of Home Support. Thanks so much. It's been our Ask the Expert program with Christ the King Manor, serving by giving.